Welcome to the Hello Joy podcast, where we discuss life in our 20s, relationships and love, faith and self-care, and all the shower thoughts. I'm your host, Danielle Joy Robinson, and I'm so excited to be here with you all today. It has been a while. It's been so long. Months, guys. I haven't uploaded all summer. Has anyone noticed? Why hasn't anyone checked in on me? Haven't heard from any of you. That's kind of concerning. Just kidding. I have had people reach out. So actually, thank you so much for your questions about where I've been, what I'm doing, why haven't I heard any episodes out. I know. Sorry. Honestly, I was just too busy falling in love. Sorry. Just kidding. Am I? No, not kidding. Anyway, we'll skip over that. But in all seriousness, I have been occupied with people and places and things and just living life. I think I just took a little hiatus, but we're back now. I am starting a couple new things in life. And I think that it'll be nice to come back to this because this was routine for me. So it'll be nice to have something that is familiar because it's grounding. So I'm happy to get back into it. I hope you're not too upset because I like to give grace for when life comes and hits you, you know? Because I have grace for you all. I would hope you would have some grace for me. But I do understand that it could be annoying that I come in and out like this. But I will truthfully try to be better. Anyway, today I would just like to talk about a couple of life updates as well as trusting in yourself, trusting in God, and just trust in general. I'm going to sneak in a couple of other topics that I'm unsure of right now, but I know that they're going to come as I talk about these things just because I have a lot of other things in my mind. I just can't put my finger on it right now, but I know it'll come through as I start speaking. So I think because it's been a couple of months since I've released anything, there were so many things that I could have talked about today. And I sat down and I wrote down all the things I could have talked about, but this was really the most prevalent. And I say that because it keeps popping up for me lately. And just this idea of trust. And this is going to be a good one because I am still in therapy. For those of you who know that I go to therapy, and I told my therapist a couple of weeks ago that I realized that I don't trust myself as much as I thought I did. And it's interesting because when it comes to if I were to trust myself over somebody else, if I were given the option to trust myself over somebody else, I would say, well, I would prefer to trust myself. You know, it's me, my own intuition, it's my body, it's my mind. But ultimately, the person that I would like to trust is God, and I do. But if I'm comparing between God and me, it's obviously God, but it's like, do I trust myself and God? Like, at what moments in my life do I trust myself? Or is it my intuition, or is it the Holy Spirit? It's like, there's so many questions when it comes to this idea and this topic of trust. So I just wanted to touch on that today. But it's like, it's little things about trust. And I didn't realize how little it was until I had my therapy session when I talked about it and brought it up because I told her, my therapist, I said, I will be driving and I'll be hungry, you know, for lunch. And I'll think, I'm in the mood for Culver's. And then I'll see, I don't know, I'm trying to think of something else, Chipotle, but I'm unsure what to get. I'll call my mom or something, and I'll call or someone else and be like, should I get Culver's or should I get Chipotle? And they'll be like, Chipotle. And I'll say, yeah, you're right. And I'll get that. Why can't I just trust myself to make that simple decision of what I want? How could they possibly know what I want? They could make a great assumption based off of them knowing who I am and the things that they know that I like, but they don't know what I want in that moment. If I didn't say anything else, they don't know what my body's craving. That's such a simple thing. Like, what do I want for lunch? Why am I calling somebody else to figure out what I want for lunch? But I realize that I do this on a daily basis. I ask people for little things because I realize that I seek the deeper root of this whole not being able to trust myself in both small and big life decisions is because I ultimately am seeking validation from other people. Like, I'm constantly seeking external validation and reassurance that I'm on some sort of right path, that I'm somehow living life to the best of my ability, that I'm doing the right thing, as if there is a right and wrong thing to do in life. Which is another thing that I struggle with, is doing the right, quote unquote, right thing, as if there is one right way to go about living and there isn't. But anyway, I make these, I often will do this where I will seek validation from other people in small instances, but then that, the more I do that in small ways, like asking what should I have for lunch, when it comes to bigger life decisions and trying to trust myself when it comes to deeper situations, now I'm stuck because I don't know what it is I need to do. And it's especially hard when I choose not to share what it is, when I choose not to share the content of the deeper situation with somebody else. I don't know if that makes any sense. I'm just gonna, I'll explain more. But, okay, for example, one of the practices that my therapist and I are, like, we came up with to try and help myself trust myself more is, well, one, the small, simple things of deciding what to have for lunch. I'm just going to start doing that myself. No more calling other people to try and figure out what I want. That's one. Two, I realize that I need to share less. I'm a big overshare, which is so ironic because I'm literally making a podcast episode right now as we speak, and that you're listening to, I'm sharing my life to the public, completely open to anyone that wants to hear it in the entire world. So that's very ironic. However, I still have boundaries here. You know, there are things I haven't shared yet. You know, in the beginning, I said I was falling in love. I spent the summer falling in love with somebody, which was true. But I put a boundary. I'm not sharing anything else. That's good, right? I'm learning. Thank you, Sarah, my therapist. Ooh, was that something I should have shared? Wait, it's okay. That's a very basic name. Okay, anyway. See, yeah, like I overshare a lot. Like I do. I did realize that I do talk a lot. This is why I made the podcast in the first place, because I realized that I talk a lot. I enjoy speaking, and I needed an outlet to not only get this information out, but I also wanted to relate. There's a lot of people who like this podcast because it's relatable. They feel like we're on FaceTime with each other. That's the whole goal. That was the main thing. So I do overshare. However, one of the practices me and my therapist are, you know, working on with me is to share less so that I don't, this is kind of deep, but like not deep in the sense that it's too personal, but deep in the sense that it's kind of overly complex. But I don't want to share too much while I'm with someone or people, because the more I share, the more opinions I will get from the other person or perspectives about what they have to say about what I just said. You know, like if I share a lot about my life, then they will comment on it. And the more comments they give me, the more I'm going to internalize those comments overthink them, spiral about it, contemplate them to the point where I'm going to take what they said and I'm going to run with that, as opposed to just trusting what I feel myself, as opposed to just trusting my own thought process. I take their thought process and make it my own. I trust other people's opinions more than my own. And I don't know where that's come from. I don't know why I continue to feel that way or do that. But because I'm so easily influenced, if I share my whole, if I trauma dump and you give me advice or you share, if you give me your advice or your opinion on what I just trauma dumped about, I'm going to take what you just said and make it so that I believe it, regardless if I actually believe it or not, for the most part. If it's a very, very strong belief that's a foundational belief for me, I'm probably not going to switch over to that mindset. But for the most part, I will. And that's unhealthy, because that means I don't trust myself enough to hold on to my own belief and stay true to me. So the whole root of it is oversharing. Isn't that crazy? That's, to me, that's a whole psychological train of just, I don't know. That whole thing is very complex to me, but it's fascinating. It's really cool to be able to say that, okay, you know, the big idea here is that I don't trust myself, but why? Let's peel back some layers. It's because I overshare. It's because I seek external validation and I'm easily influenced and yada, yada, yada. So what do I need to do? Share less. You know, like, there's just a lot that goes into the whole thing. But anyway, so, wow, that was already a lot. I don't even know, like, what the point here was with that one, but, I think that with all of that, I have been doing a better job of trusting myself because I've been doing those little practices, right, of sharing less. I'm also, you know, when you are talking to someone or you meet up with someone and you think you talk a lot and then you leave that interaction thinking, wow, I shouldn't have said that. Or did I talk too much? Or did they think that what I said was weird? And you just overthink all of that. I do that quite often. Even if it's a small, short interaction, I do that often. So I've decided if I just don't share too much or just not, you know, then I won't have those thoughts when I leave that interaction. That's been helpful, because then I won't have that anxiety thinking, oh, they think I'm weird. Even though I know it's unrealistic that they're even thinking about me like that, because no one is thinking about you. And I've said that so much on this podcast, you know, everyone's only ever thinking about themselves in the best way possible, you know, but it's been helpful, I think, in that way. And I don't know if any of you are struggling with that too, if that might be helpful for you too. Like, I don't know. It's different for everyone. So I'm not saying that you should try that or anything, but it's just something right now that has been, I guess, a new shift in my life that has been helpful. And then obviously I'm a woman of God and an anointed one at that. And ultimately, the person that I strive to and do put my trust in is the Lord. And this is just this interesting concept that I'm really just recently thinking about. And that's the battle between trusting yourself and then trusting in God. Because, where's the verse? Guys, should I become a pastor? Should I have gone to seminary school? I don't know. I got a degree in communication and psychology, but I don't know. Like, maybe I should go back to be a pastor or something like that. But Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Okay, it just told you straight up. You can't depend on your own understanding. So does that mean I just scratch the last, how long have I been recording? 15 minutes? Should I just scratch the last 15 minutes? Because... Oops. Sorry. That was my guitar. At what point... Subtle flex. That was my guitar. Yeah. No, I actually don't really play. Anyway. Silly. What was I even... Okay. Yeah. At what point do I trust myself? Okay. At what point... Is there any point that I trust myself then? Because I can't. Our own flesh is deceitful. Like, we can't depend on it. The ways of the sin in this world and the ways of this world make it so that we literally can't even comprehend our own understanding. We can't, not only can we not comprehend our own understanding, but we can't comprehend God's. And his is the only way that actually matters, because our path and our life is already written out. The ways are already written. So that's already set in stone. That's a plan that's already paved, a way that's already paved. And so it's like, we can't even comprehend what it is that he has for us. So why do we even have to go through this whole process of, how can I go about trusting myself? How can I go about trusting others when he's the only one that I need to trust in the first place, you know? I'm going to keep going in this Proverbs 3. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you have healing for your body and strength for your bones. I'm going to skip to verse 11. My child, don't reject the Lord's discipline and don't be upset when he corrects you. For the Lord corrects those he loves, just as the father corrects a child in whom he delights. Joyful is the person who finds wisdom, the one who gains understanding. For wisdom is more profitable than silver, and her wages are better than gold. Wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. So all of this is just talking about the truth, about wisdom, about being wise, about the Lord giving us wisdom and disciplining us because he loves us and he cares for us, and then we will be joyous with the wisdom that he brings and knowing and seeking his understanding and not our own. And it's like, I feel that so much, because whenever I try to seek my own or other people's, it falls short. I feel so incomplete because there's so many gaps. And even though there might be gaps, if I seek God's understanding, and I'm getting somewhere, just hold on, there might be gaps, but there's only gaps because we just don't know everything yet. We're not supposed to. That's where faith comes in. The whole point of faith is believing and holding on to something that we can't fully see yet. Like, what would be the point of God if we knew everything? If we knew it all, we wouldn't need him. We wouldn't depend on him. So the whole point is to have faith when we don't see the full picture. So there really is something about putting your trust in something and knowing that it's going to be okay, because it always has been. Like, there has never been a time where God hasn't gotten us through something. There has never been a time, at least for me personally, there has never been a time where God hasn't gotten me through. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of jumping all over the place, but it just feels... This is where my brain goes whenever I think about this balance between trust and I also think, because I am an anointed woman of God, I want to be so in tune with the Holy Spirit that I can trust myself, because the Holy Spirit lives and breathes in me and is living and breathing through me, that when I say I'm trusting myself, that there's this decision that I need to make, and I'm going to trust myself to make this decision, that I'm not saying I trust me, Danielle Joy Robinson. I'm saying I'm trusting God, because he's the one making this decision. I'm just the host. Like, I'm just the body, but it's the Spirit that's really speaking, you know? I want to get to that point. And I think that there are definitely moments where there's a lot of moments, actually, where my body is the Holy Spirit is speaking to me through my body, because my stomach will feel queasy, or, you know, I'll get anxiety, I'll feel anxious. And this, like, God does that. Like, definitely he will make that happen. So I definitely do think that the spirit is working at all times through me. I'll wake up in the middle of the night and start praying, you know. Just this past week, it's been really difficult. I was going through something really difficult, and you know, I'm not even gonna share. I don't, you know, I'm not gonna overshare. I'm not gonna overshare, but I did go through something really difficult, and I'm, you know, I'm feeling the effects of it still. I'm working through it, but I knew I woke up in the middle of the night, and I started praying, and I brought my Bible out. I started reading the Bible, and they always say you should do that, right? You know, like God woke you up at 2 a.m. like get your Bible out. But I didn't just do that on command because I felt like I had to, or like I felt like I was obligated to. It was because I knew something was wrong. And I didn't know. Just a few hours later, I figured out what the issue was. Something did happen, but I didn't know something had happened. I didn't know what that thing was at that time, but I knew something was wrong. The Holy Spirit spoke to me, and I started reading and interceding, and it's like God is already working. He's always working. He's always working. He's already worked. And I just want to get to a point where that's all the time. I don't want to feel like I went to church, so therefore the rest of my day or the rest of just that week, I feel anointed. I want to continuously feel anointed and uplifted and feel in tune with the Holy Spirit so that I can make more sound decisions, clear decisions. I'm not feeling like I don't know which way to go. Who do I trust? Who do I trust? You trust your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What do you mean? What do you do? You do what the God with your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ says to do. What? You know what I mean? Like, it's not just your intuition, it's the spirit. And I don't know about you guys, but I want to get to a place where I don't have to question or seek external validation to try and make decisions for my own life. I don't want to. Honestly, and I'm finding a beauty in not sharing everything about my life. You know, I have friends who don't share as much as I share, and I just sit back and I look at them like, wow, you probably live such a peaceful life, just private and boring. Wow, I didn't mean it like that. Boring. I didn't mean boring, like boring. I meant like stable, like peaceful, because there's no one commenting on it. You know what I mean? Everything I say, someone comments on because I talk too much. I want that. Like, I'm striving towards peace. And I feel like when I just said boring now, like that was mean. So I honestly take that word back. I don't like the negative connotation that goes with boring, and I didn't mean it like that, you guys. I'm sorry. If you felt offended by that, I do sincerely apologize. I didn't mean boring. I meant peaceful, stable, not chaotic, and no one's commenting on it in a negative way, right? That's what I meant. Anyway, all of this to say, I trust has just been the center of my life lately, and learning who to trust, where to put my trust, and yeah. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It was a little all over the place, but I'm getting back into it. But I thank you for the ones who still listen and tune in. And I will be writing up some more content for the upcoming weeks. Let me know if there's anything you guys would like to hear. And yeah, I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. It's Sunday today. Get a good sermon in, a prayer in. Do whatever you need to do today for yourself. And I know for me, I'm gonna go work out. Oh, that was another thing I was gonna say. I'm doing the 75 hard challenge, and I think probably the last time I talked to you guys, I was also doing that, and that ended because I graduated college and it just kind of trickled off. But I'm doing it again now at my gym, and so I'll be talking about that more in the podcast. But get a workout in or read your Bible. yoga, whatever it is you need to do for yourself, just treat yourself today because you deserve it. It's the Lord's day. Take a break and just rest. So I love you all, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.